Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Oh, great.
Hello?
Birthday girl, it's the birthday girl, it's the birthday girl on the phone. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How's your week going so far?
Really awesome, actually.
Oh, that's fantastic news. So how did he do? What did he get you? What did you guys do? All of it.
He knocked it out of the park, Anna.
Oh, yeah?
Diamond earring, 2 dozen roses delivered at work. We took the dog to the beach yesterday. It was a really nice day. Last Saturday, we went to hibachi with a bunch of friends, and we went out, had some drinks, danced. It was a good time.
That sounds fantastic. Is he the guy at the hibachi that can't wait for them to throw shrimp in his mouth or broccoli?
No, he's not. He's the guy at hibachi who complains that they don't give him enough rice.
They never give me enough rice. And he didn't even cook it well enough this past time.
No sake.
He didn't give me the shrimp till the end.
Wait, you didn't get the sake? I like when everyone chants while you just take it in the mouth and they squirt it in.
Didn't get the sake. He didn't offer early on. But you know what I did forget? One thing I did forget, I forgot to have them bring out the gong and sing happy birthday.
Oh, well, that's all right.
It wasn't her birthday yet.
Right.
So, on top of all that, he told me, off the air, that he really wanted to make you a cake, and then he was sad that he couldn't get it done in time.
Well, I kind of ruined his plan. I was supposed to not be home yesterday, mm-hmm. and I actually ended up coming home a little early and ruined his whole cake plan.
Oh, well, at least he had it in his mind, which I think means a lot, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm kind of glad I ruined his plan, though, because he thought he only had to let the cake cool for, 15 minutes before he put the frosting on. So that would have been a mess.
Could have been messy.
Right.
Could have been bad.
Yeah, but it's a thought that counts, I guess, when it comes to that.
If it still tastes like cake and there's 2 inches of frosting on there, nobody complains.
Does she know what you were debating between to get her?
I never mentioned that to her.
Can I tell her?
Yeah, you can tell her. Go ahead.
So, right, he was going back and forth, Alicia, on whether he should get you the Apple Watch or the diamond earrings.
Oh, he chose perfectly then.
Ah, see?
I mean, I figured the Apple Watch should just be one more thing to buzz and annoy you. It's just an extension of your phone.
I think they're kind of corny.
All right, see? You made the right decision. I mean, diamond earrings, like, they're studs? Is that what they are?
Mm-hmm.
It's classic. Yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
Right, and if this radio gig ever falls through, we can sell them and eat.
Right.
Will these buy us some more biscuits, sir?
You'll be selling your sports car before you're selling my diamond.
There are many items that we can sell before that, of course.
All right, so I guess there's not much else to say. What's his grade for this week?
A+, Anna.
Yeah. You knew exactly. See, this is the thing that drives me crazy, though, is because they play dumb, but they know exactly what to do. You know what I mean? Like, he knew that to get you a nice present, to say you were going to make a cake, to send the roses to your job, to make all that. He knew would make you happy. But if it was like a random Thursday, he wouldn't have done it. He'd be like, I didn't know she wanted flowers.
Right.
I probably would have caught a nap if it was a random Thursday.
Well, great news for you, Raven. You knew you were going to do well this week.
I nailed it.